Jessica, we're starting off with an update on Congress possibly passing compensation for the Tularosa downwinders and other folks affected by nuclear radiation tests. What can you tell us about what bill has been proposed?
Right. So this bill is known as the Nuclear Radiation Compensation Act. Now, we all in this area are familiar with downwinders, right? These are the people affected by the Trinity site tests in southern New Mexico. This was the detonation of the first atomic bomb. Now, what we know is that this bill was proposed last week by U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan, who's a Democrat from New Mexico, and Mike Crapo, who's a Republican from Idaho. There's a couple of others who have thrown in their support for this, but what this bill does is a number of different things. The first of which is it expands eligibility for those to receive compensation to include people working in the industry after 1971. So an example given were miners in the area. And it also talks about increasing the amount of compensation for those who were affected. That number goes up to about $150,000 and includes like additional forms of coverage for those who are suffering from cancer and expands the types of cancers that are included in this. So what we're really talking about is what has been in the works for decades now, which is really looking at the effects, the health effects, the social, economic, and the physical effects of that testing in the region.
We're moving on to news with Alamogordo Public Schools, which has announced that the school district is looking at proposed social studies standards that the state of New Mexico has proposed. What can you tell us about what the school district is saying about these?
Well, first of all, Alamogordo Public Schools is holding workshops to really talk about this, right? What does it include? What does it look like when we implement it? One of the notable things is that the current standards that they're operating by take up about 26 pages. The ones that are being proposed are about 129 pages long. So what is going on is right now they're asking for some extended time to really take a dive into what these proposed changes are. What we know is that the public comment period standards expected to begin in October of 2021, the rule is expected to be approved in December 22, but we know that they're asking for an extension on that. So Alamogordo Public Schools approved a request that comment period be extended to July 2022, which they said will give them more time to really look at what the state is asking them to do to get teachers on board with this and to make sure that it's benefiting students.
Okay, we just have about 30 seconds left, but how about we talk about early voting, which is going to get underway soon?
Correct. So October 5th is your last day to register for voting. Early voting begins October 5th as well. You can do that in a number of different spots within Alamogordo. The big message is just make sure that you're getting out there and voting, right? This is an important period in our community. It's important to what is happening for the future of our community.
Jessica, thanks so much for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.